Welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark. I am joined in my office with Pastor Mark, who preached a sermon in our series entitled Lives of Dependence. And the series that we're going through right now is entitled To the Church at 7601 West Foster. And we have identified five or six different areas that we need to address. We feel like the head of the church, Jesus Christ, is speaking authoritatively to us to bring up some of these different ideas about what to do in this interim process at our church. And one of the things that God has put on your heart through these last few months is to talk about the role of the Holy Spirit and how do we depend on Him and what's His role in our church as individuals and as a corporate body too. So talk about your sermon, Lives of Dependence.
Yeah, well, first of all, the whole process has been really interesting that has gotten us to this place. Sean, I mean, we've been talking about the series for a long time, and as we said, praying about it for a while. And I think when it was first put out there for us to be praying about it, some of the first things that probably come to our mind are soapbox items that we're like, oh, we like talking about this, or we've been studying about this in our own personal life or whatever. But really to put that aside, and we all go separately to do that. And then remember the meeting we came back together and we started sharing what God had been putting on our minds, and we saw it fit together.
Yeah.
And that was a cool moment as we started to see, wow, okay, what if we started here?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to that, and then this fits with that. And really, it was a moment of all of us seeing God speaking authoritatively to us and like, wow, yeah, this is really what I want to say here.
Right, right.
And we, the excitement, of course, built from that of bringing this to the congregation. So here we are, and just so excited to be in this and doing this and having these conversations. And that's what even this is part of, continuing the conversation a few days afterwards, that we would keep thinking about it and thinking about how we need to apply it to ourselves individually and as a church as well. And so, you know, the Holy Spirit, I was challenged a lot last week going through stuff, because the first thing acknowledging in my own life is like, and as I thought about the topic, is it's so hard to stand on authority of the Holy Spirit's work.
Mm.
We can say, here's the work of Christ. He's done this and accomplished it.
Yeah.
And what that means for my life. And here's who God is and His role, and confidently speaking that. But when it gets to the Holy Spirit, it's like, well, did He really declare that to me? Is this the Spirit leading me in this, or is this, and even skepticism of when other people start talking about it, I start to roll, or you're taking this too far, or this is just about yourself. And so, really to be challenged and taking it seriously, because this is the work of God. This is the plan and purpose of God. Rejecting the Holy Spirit is not only rejecting His purpose, but also the person of God too.
Right. Yeah. So you talked about, I remember you said, you brought up this idea, if you had a choice, like if God would show up and say, give you a choice, you can either have physical Jesus next to you all week long, or you can have the Holy Spirit dwell in you, what would you choose?
Right.
You know, so what would you choose? What were you talking about there?
So yeah, in that moment I said, honestly, as I think about it and prepare about it, I'd pick Jesus, because it's like, man, I could talk to Him. And and that, I think that makes sense.
Yep.
But according to Jesus, He says it's better.
Yeah.
And that's not just for the disciples.
Right.
That's for us as well.
Yes.
And then I even acknowledge after that, that's really uncomfortable to say.
Yeah.
Because there's such an emphasis, as there should be, on Jesus and His importance in our life. But I think that exposes within me my lack of understanding and acknowledging the importance of the power and presence of the Spirit in my life. And
right.
So right now, I would say in faith, I say I trust Jesus, that the Spirit is better.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see Jesus one day.
Right.
But right now, I would take His plan and purpose of the Spirit this week in my life.
And think about the beauty of that too. I loved how you said you're going to take that in faith, because I think we would all want to have physical Jesus right next to us. But the problem is like when if it's a physical Jesus, next to us, then that means he's with me, but he's not with you.
Yep.
And he's not with people going through suffering in different parts of the world. And so if he's centrally located and restricted to a physical body, like next to Sean Clark and not Mark Shoemaker or, you know, whoever Joe is down the street, then it's like all those people are missing out on that type of relationship with deity. And so God gives us the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. And it's an amazing thing. One of the things that I thought was important was you talking about his role, like in the lives of believers. What does the Holy Spirit do? Well, he guides, and you talked about specific verbs that are present in the Gospel of John in chapter 16. So you said that he speaks, he declares, he glorifies, and then the two other words were declares and declares.
Declares, right.
So like, I mean, obviously the emphasis on the role of the Holy Spirit is to guide us and to tell us things.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
So, and that might feed us right into what we're talking about next week.
Yeah, because we're talking about the Word of God next week.
Yeah.
One thing I said last week is we have to be more comfortable, or we get so uncomfortable with such a biblical idea and truth that the Holy Spirit is declaring these things. We have to make room and space for him to be able to do that in our life. And it's the same with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
He has given us truth, inspired truth, the words of God that we can stand on confidently. And that needs to be present in our life as well.
Yeah.
And in the thought that we would go independent from either of those things, hopefully, is really being exposed in our mind of like, why would we think that we'd want to go a day with rejecting either of those?
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be a really good Sunday coming up. Pastor Mark, thanks for doing so much work on the text in John 16.
That was great. I enjoyed it and loved it.
All right, very good. We'll talk to you everybody later.
All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye.